So this is an opportunity to think about what we are thankful for on this Thanksgiving here at The Takeaway. And right now, one of our favorite interviews from last April of this year, it was about the gifts of good friends and worthwhile journeys. It's been a generation since moviegoers got to see that cleaned-up storybook version of what it's like to have autism in the Tom Cruise, Dustin Hoffman movie Rain Man.
Okay, now what do I have left?
Two jacks, 1-8, 1-king, 1-6. Two aces, 1-10, 1-9, 1-5.
1-5. You are beautiful, man.
There's a new movie out today that, in its own way, is much more beautiful than Rain Man. It's a buddy movie and a road picture. It's the story of two adults with autism who hit the road and travel the world, trying to understand the world and make themselves understood as well.
I was trapped in that body that didn't work right. I was and not be able to let people know.
The film is called Wretches and Jabberers. It follows Larry Bissonette and Tracy Thresher. The documentary is a beautiful story of two disability advocates who circle the globe with a message for all of the fellow autistic people they meet. You can do anything. Just look at us. And they have a message for the rest of us. That's, we're more like you than not. We talked with the stars and director of the film yesterday. They brought their assistants and all of their communications equipment and a very humbled and proud director, Jerry Wurzburg. Are we rolling?
Nope, not today. Yes.
You're not rolling? Larry, it's all right. You don't have to roll. All right, let me set the scene in here for just a moment. We have virtually the entire cast of the movie Wretches and Jabberers here. We have Tracy Thresher. We've got Larry Bissonette, their assistants, Pascal Chang, Tracy's assistant, Harvey LaVoy, and the director of the movie Wretches and Jabberers, Jerry Wurzburg. So, Larry, I'm going to start with you, since I think of you as kind of the...
Hello.
Thank you, Trey. It was a confusing, fun bit of wonderful chaos in the studio, this mediated conversation. Larry and Tracy fielded my questions by typing out answers on their communication devices. My first question was to Larry. How did he become an artist, a painter? And you can hear as he carefully types out his answer on his touchscreen. How did you break into painting? You actually get paid to paint. We're hanging on your every word, Larry.
Keep going.
Take a brush and just go. It was that simple.
Spoken like a true artist. You just take a brush and go with it. It's that simple. So that's Larry Bissonette, who's one of the stars of the movie Wretches and Jabberers. Tracy Thresher, what's it like to work with this guy?
Well... That's a well. That's a loaded question. With Larry, you better be ready for anything. He is very funny, very political, and big time cheeseburger head. We are soulmates.
Soulmates, cheeseburger head, soulmates. You know, that could have been the title of this movie, Jerry Wurzburg. Did you think of it always as a film about two wild and crazy guys going across the world? Or was it more about the importance of communication?
Well, I think in terms of audiences, it's a story about the odd couple and about Larry and Tracy and their personalities and the way that Larry and Tracy engage people wherever they go and so quickly. And that's the part that I really love.
Tracy Thresher, you know, you don't make eye contact. Larry doesn't make eye contact. Most people with autism have difficulty making eye contact. This is a film all about communication. How do you get people to trust you if you can't or don't make eye contact with them?
To think To think eye contact is trustworthy is to think politicians tell the truth so you can't jug the book by its cover, and once people take the time to type with me, they trust my words.
Politicians say the worst lies when they're looking you straight in the face. That is so true.
Harvey, as Tracy Thresher's assistant, do you sometimes feel like you're channeling Tracy's sense of humor and style of speaking when you're working with him?
I don't know if I would say channeling. I think, you know, my thing is to really get out of the way so that he can get his sense of humor out and his style of talking to people and, you know, through typing.
Yeah, as we've seen here this morning, for sure. Jerry Wurzburg, it's sort of like what Harvey was saying a moment ago. The challenge is to stay out of the way of these guys.
And in making the film, it was very much, it's their story, and we work very collaboratively. It's a journey, and you don't know where it's going to go. And that moment in the temple early in the film where Tracy really wanted to go to a Buddhist temple, and we got there, and Larry, we forgot a little detail, which was Larry can't have bare feet, and he totally freaked out because of the sensory overload. And afterwards, they came up to me, and they said, Jerry, we want you to film us talking about it. We want to do a debrief. And once we did that debrief, I knew we had a film because there's such honesty in that moment where they're talking to each other. There's such compassion, there's such empathy, all these things that people say people with autism do not have.
Here's that scene Jerry is talking about. It's Pascal reading for Larry.
Pick my shoe sock up. Larry from poor long history of low barefoot tolerance.
He said it, low barefoot tolerance.
Hey, you happy?
You're happy now. You're a happy guy now.
Larry, I wish you could have relaxed and enjoyed your film.
The film is filled with moments like this, taking baby steps out in the world and then thinking about what's just happened. It's all about the miracle of communicating when you never really know if communication is possible. And that's something we all feel when we travel the world. So I gave Larry and Tracy the last word with this question. Are you guys more like astronauts or comedians or heroes?
I would say comedic astronauts with a hero's aura about us with a new face to autism.
Oh, that's great. Comedic astronauts with a hero's aura about presenting a new face for autism. Larry Bissonette.
Title leading men of more brains than hair totally passionately adored by Facebook fans.
Leading men. Say those one more time.
Leading men of more brains than hair. Totally passionately adored by Facebook fans.
Well, it's been great having you here in the studio. Larry and Tracy, thanks so much. And Harvey and Pascal, thank you for helping us out. And Jerry Wurzburg, congratulations.
Thank you.
Man, that's an interview from back in April. What are you grateful for this Thanksgiving? That was a great moment. Is it a good friend, a worthwhile journey, or something else? Let us know at 8778-MY-TAKE, or you can text us. Find out how at thetakeaway.org.